ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Tonight we look, we started a series on, we titled our whole messages this month, we titled it Gratitude. That's a series this month. But tonight, I just like to pick a phrase, gratitude births miracles. A lot of the times, what is miracle? A lot of the time people are confused with that word miracle. It's still a miraculous act of God when blind eyes are open, when the lame walk. But beyond it, miracles are God's supernatural occurrences in the life of his creation. So we can see the flower, we can hear the water roars. Those are miracles. Ability to see, ability to think, ability to taste, ability to smell. Those are miracles. Good health is a miracle. Preservation is a miracle. Provision is a miracle. Hope being rekindled, hope being restored, it is a miracle. So gratitude actually births miracles in our lives. As much as those extraordinary occurrences, supernatural occurrences do happen, where blind eyes are open, twisted body are made whole, the lame walking, but there are little miracles, not even little. The miracle of sleeping and waking up, it is a miracle. So tonight, we just look at gratitude, how gratitude actually births miracles in our lives. And we trust God that this word will minister to your heart. Psalm 107, David has a whole lot to write or to teach us about thanksgiving, gratitude. And by the way, gratitude we give back to rejoicing we give back to thanksgiving, and the various expression which can come by lifting up of your hand, it can come by dancing, it can come by jiggling, whichever way, gratitude births miracles. Psalm 107, let's read together the first 16 verses. Here, David was thanking God for his great works. Great works. So, you can insert it. Specifically, he was thanking God for great work of deliverance. And so, you can insert great works of good health, great works of family, great works of love, great work of salvation. So, you can insert whatever you have a need for. He said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And his mercy endures forever." He said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with his goodness. Those who sat in darkness
and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebel against the words of God, and they despise the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their hearts with labor, the further, and there was none to help. And then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. I think there is a song from that two verses. Oh, that man, we praise the Lord. Oh, that man, we praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children. For he has broken the gate of bronze and cut the bars of iron in sunder. So there is a song around that. But tonight, I just want to call to our remembrance again that no matter how 2020 has been, we reflect and declare that God has been good. That's one. God has been faithful. God has been gracious. Three. God has been merciful. And then God has been marvelous in all his ways and works. The psalmist is encouraging. He said, oh, that man, we just give this a thought. Oh, that man, we praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. God is good. God is faithful. God has been gracious. God has been merciful. God has been marvelous. I don't know how your 2020 has gone within the calendar year. But if you can just reflect back, God has been good. At least you have something to thank God for. God has been faithful. You probably have seen his faithfulness in one area or the other in your life. God has been gracious. Something would have taken you out of business or out of job, but God has been gracious to you. And then God has been merciful. Maybe some of us, they've even decided our case. You face panel, or you people who recommended you suddenly backed out. People who were supposed to be there for you, you didn't see them there. But the mercies of the Lord has brought you to this time. And then God has been marvelous. God has been marvelous. What we human beings call testimonies are just the parts of God that we can see. But there are many parts of him we can see. God is consistently watching over us. He who keeps us neither sleep nor slumber. There are his hand of protection, his hand of provision, his hand of preservation is forever all. It's forever upon us. God is jealous about us. The Bible says we are the apples of his eyes, the object of his affection. So, If I will look back, you will find out these traces in your life that God has been good to you. God has been faithful to you. God has been gracious to you. God has been merciful to you. And then God has been marvelous to you in all his ways. You have seen his ways. You have seen his work. If we will read again from that Psalm 107, verse 18, no, verse 15, please. He said, all that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He said, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. In other words, God has come through for us with his mighty power, with his hand of deliverance. We may have seen it with our eyes, but we may not have seen it with our eyes, but we have enjoyed his deliverance. I think number one, deliverance is deliverance from sin. Colossians 1:13 says, he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Ephesians 1:3 says, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, gratitude is that disposition of being thankful. No matter how 2020 has gone, there is something to still be grateful for. So, the disposition of being thankful and that readiness. That's why the psalmist says, oh, that man, we just reflect. Oh, that man, we give thanks. Oh, that man, we pause a little bit. I mean, if you read the book of Psalms and anywhere you see David writing, maybe at the beginning or in the middle of a particular psalm, you see the word Selah or Selah, S-E-L-A-H. It means stop, pause a little bit, think meditatively on these things. So when you see that word, it helps us to show a deep sense of gratitude. And that deep sense of gratitude is actually what births miracles in our lives. So people who are full of gratitude are constantly thankful in the face of either joyful moment or adverse circumstances. Not because it feels good, but because they recognize that that disposition will help them to see solutions and take steps which will birth miracles in their lives. So gratitude is our warm feeling of thankfulness. Each time you are privileged to even open your eyes in the morning, it is an opportunity to give God praise. So in Psalm 89, we read the following encouragement, Psalm 89, verses 11 all through to 18. Psalm 89, verses 11 all through to 18. Not sure my timer is working. Please help me adjust that. Psalm 89, verses 11 to 18. It says, the heavens are yours. The heart is also yours. The world and all its fullness. So you have founded them. I mean, if you are full of gratitude, you will be alive to your environment. He said, the heavens are his. The heart is also his. The world and the fullness. I mean, when you look at our world is full of God's riches. You see the land mass, landscape. You see the beauty all around us. You go by the beach. You see the large expanse of water. You see the living organism in them. You see the forest. You see, I mean, there is just that sense of gratefulness that will come from your heart. He said that the heavens are yours. The heart is also yours. The world and all the fullness. So you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Amor rejoice in your name. You can say the country, say the name of your country. Nigeria rejoices in his name. The United Kingdom rejoices in his name. The North America, Canada, they rejoice in his name. The United States, Australia, the Middle East, Africa as a continent, we rejoice in his name. So you have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. I mean, that should settle any one of us. The devil cannot be compared to God. They are not in the same ranking. Because sometimes our understanding may be limited, and people think that the devil and God are in competition. None at all. None at all. Sometimes people are faced with problems, challenges of life, and they think that God has not come true for them, and they feel that God has abandoned them. No, he said, you have a mighty arm. Strong is your arm, and high is your right hand. Say, righteousness and justice and the foundation of your throne, mercy and truth go before your face. Verse 15, which is the voice of gratitude, he said, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Said, they walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance, and in your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted, for you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted, for our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King, the Holy One of Israel. So we must never get to that point as covenant people of God to think that this year is the worst year. Or for those of us who have experienced his hand, to think that this year has been good because of our powerful intelligence or our strategy, as it were. But largely, our thinking, our orientation should be because God has been good. God has been gracious. God has been faithful. God has been merciful to us. For the believer in Christ, our triumph will always be in Christ Jesus. Jeremiah wrote, he said, he loads us daily with his benefits. Let us consciously, as we come to the 12th month in year 2020, let's consciously remember and not forget all of his benefits. Let us consciously meditate on the wonderful works of God. Let genuine gratitude flow from our hearts to the Lord. Let's appreciate him for all that he has done for us. Let's appreciate him for all that he has not done, if we have any. And let's appreciate him for what is yet to do. Because gratitude births miracle. Let's shift our gear from complaining to praise. Let's choose to remember the goodness of the Lord in the midst of the seemingly challenges of 2020. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Our victory, our triumph, will always be in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Say, thanks be to God who has given us victory. Look at what it says. No, verse 57, please. Verse 57 first, before 58. It said, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you will reflect on 2020 so far, some of us have had it rough, but hey, the gratitude voice. He said, blessed are those who hear the joyful sound. The joyful sound is thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And without assurance of victory, he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, verse 58, be steadfast. No matter the challenges, no matter the past, present or future challenges, he said, don't shift ground when it comes to gratitude. Be steadfast. Be immovable. Always abandoned in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. We'll see that rejoicing is largely synonymous with a deep sense of gratitude.
He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And he repeated it again. He said, again, I will say, rejoice. In other words, don't lose your gratitude to life's challenges. Don't lose your praise in the storm of life. Don't allow anything to lock down your gratitude. We have experienced lockdown in other places. Maybe the second wave lockdown is on at the moment. But hey, don't allow situation and circumstances to lock down your gratitude. How do you ensure that? Don't rejoice in your own strength. Don't rejoice in your own wisdom or your know-how. Always know that our victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Habakkuk chapter 3, the Bible gave us an instruction there which will also help our sense of gratitude. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3. If you have a Bible like mine, it's subtitled A Hymn of Faith. A Hymn of Faith. A Hymn of Faith. He said, though the fig tree may not blossom, in case you don't understand that figuratively, it's talking about business. So though the fig tree, because it was writing to people in an agrarian culture, so that represents their means of livelihood. I don't know how your 2020 has been. Maybe something that just not been perfect in your business. He said, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, all the labor of the olive may fail, and the field yield no food. He said, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herds in the stores, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will not rejoice in my own strength, in my own wisdom, in my own know-how, in my own strategies, if there are any. I will learn to rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, because I know when I do that, the Lord continually becomes my strength, and then he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hill or high places. I know, as we take time this month to reflect on the goodness of the Lord, on the faithfulness of our God, on the gracious mercy of our God, on the marvelous works of our God, I believe with this sense of gratitude, we are preparing ourselves for 2021. And before even 2021 comes in, I believe the remaining days of this year is dedicated to marvelous testimonies. I believe God will crown each year with his goodness. I mean, it's still at work in our lives, and it will come too for us. How do we bat miracle? How does gratitude bat miracle in our lives? How does it bat miracles? I sense in my heart that no someone, you don't have to be discouraged. Please, write that exam again, that professional exam. Write it again for 2021. And as you write it, expect the testimony. Expect it. God just need me to remind you of that. Go back and write it. Go back and write it. And as you write it, you will share your testimony of outstanding success in Jesus' name. How do you bat miracles through gratitude? I use a story in closing. Joshua chapter 6. It's a very popular story. This is how Israel was able to capture Jericho. And I believe that it's also very instructive for us. Joshua chapter 6. It's like a type. Jericho stands, maybe it's a type of something that looks so impossible. I've just talked about an exam that someone is burdened about. There may be other aspects of our lives I just want to use it figuratively. So there was Jericho. Israel had to just win that war. God has given them a promise. God has given them an opportunity to take a chance. And they were hesitant because in the natural, the things that they can see were discouraging. So in Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 to 27, one thing that I want to point out, five things. You can get back home, please, and read the whole, or you're already at home. Just read the whole story. But I'm going to just pull out five salient points tonight, which you can please take note of in your study. So, number one thing that you will see from this thing, from this passage, is the fact that Jericho was securely shut up. Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. So that described the situation. That described that there was a problem, there was a challenge. That described, I mean, it gives us a description that something wasn't just in place. So Jericho was securely shut up. Or like this translation, it says securely. So there was no movement at all. Strictly shut up. And that is like a type of, as we walk with the Lord, things come up in our life as storms, as wall, as business challenges, family challenges. And I just want to point out something, that what actually bats miracle in the life of the people here is the word obedience. 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 Obedience to five things, which are the lessons of tonight. Obedience. That's the broad word. Obedience, we always bat miracle in our lives. I mean, obedience. So if you read that story, just imagine this kind of military strategy to take up a city that was highlighted there. It does not make sense in warfare. You are dealing with men who knew how to carry AK-47 and all that, who use ballistic missile. They know. And the instruction here was totally different. And I stand to say this tonight, that as we prepare for 2021, the instruction that we come may not look like the things that you are used to. What we bat miracle, that gratitude, that sense of gratitude. Because when we show gratitude, when there are problems, God opens our eyes of understanding to see solution. So what we bat, that miracle in your life, is your ability to obey God as we go into 2021. Number one thing I want you to please note there is that there was a prophetic word. That's verse 2. There was a prophetic word. So take heed to prophetic words. There was a prophetic word. He said, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. Not only Jericho, he said, its king and the mighty men of valor. So there was a prophetic war. They haven't even started. I mean, in the natural, the place was securely shut up. There was no solution. There was no movement in and out. So when the prophetic word hits each time, it is at the point where it is in your relationship with God, your Father. So there was a prophetic word. Secondly, there was a prophetic instruction. It's different. Prophetic work, prophetic instruction to guide their actions into miracles. That's, you read that in verses 3 to 6. So there was a prophetic word to Joshua. There was now a prophetic instruction to guide their action. He said, you will march around the city, all you men of war, and you shall go around the city once, and you shall do it for 6 days. And then within those, as you do that, seven priests shall bear seven horns,
I don't want you to bother you with it, but there was instructions that followed the prophetic word. So get ready, apart from the rhema word, but get ready for prophetic instruction to guide you into miracles. So prophetic instruction to guide actions into miracle, verses 3 to 6. Thirdly, there was a prophetic command. When I mean prophetic, I'm talking about the word of God being revealed to your heart. There was clarity as to what to do. Jericho, the truth in the physical, was strictly shut up. So 2020, 2021 may look so impossible in the natural. So one, there was a prophetic word. Two, there was a prophetic instruction. Three, there was a prophetic command which were given between time frames. That's what you will read in verse 6 to 11. So it wasn't just a word to be shoved away. It wasn't just an instruction to be delayed. It wasn't just a command hoping that something will just work out on its own. No, there was a command, a command, a command, a command. It says, and Joshua the son of Nun, verse 6, called the priests and said to them. So there was a command. This is how to win this warfare. We are used to, winning war. There are strategies. There is a war room. There is everything we planned out. But this one, the strategy is different. There was a prophetic word. There was a prophetic instruction. And then there was a prophetic command given within time frame. So they wake up in the morning and just say, we will start today because we have to march around this city once every day. And then on the seventh day, we do it seven times. And then we wait. Where we read earlier on, it said, blessed are those who hear the joyful sound. Blessed are those. So there was a prophetic command, totally. And then fourthly, there was a prophetic action to bat that miracle. That's what you read, verses 12 to 15. There was a prophetic action. So it wasn't just a prophetic word. It wasn't just an instruction around that word. It wasn't just a command. Then there was time for action. So, to bat the miraculous, human ghost will have to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. So, for anything to bat miracle in your heart, the atmosphere for miracle is in the atmosphere of gratitude. So, in that atmosphere, things may still be the same in the natural, but in that atmosphere, as you show gratitude, your eyes of understanding are flooded with light. There is a revelation. Things are revealed to you. Solutions are revealed to you. So there was a prophetic word given by God, verse 2. There was a prophetic instruction to guide their actions into that miracle. That's verse 3 to 6. And there was a prophetic command given within a time frame. They have to do this 6 days and then on the 7 days, seven times, and there must be a shout. So verses 6 to 11. And then there was the prophetic actions followed to bat that miracles. And the prophetic action is verses 12 to 15. If you get home, it said, Joshua rose early in the morning and the priests took up the ark and then they positioned themselves just like the prophetic word, instruction, and command will ask them to do. And number 5 thing that they did to bat that miracle, there was prophetic declaration. So the word has been given. So instructions around the word. There was a command. There was an action. But there was prophetic declaration. They had to shout. So imagine if they have the prophetic word, they didn't do anything with it. They cannot bat that miracle. But imagine if they had the prophetic word, they had the instruction, and they shove everything away, they refuse to obey the command, they still will not have bat that miracle. And then even if they are in the midst and they didn't follow through with the instruction, so they made the declaration. And of course, that's verses 16 to 27, you read it. Well, it's a very beautiful story. But I believe the Holy Spirit brought that story to illustrate our point tonight that gratitude bats miracle. Jericho may have been strictly shut up. Nigeria, the economy of the world may have been strictly shut up. In 2020, and there seems to be no solution, no headway. But I'm saying by the word of the Lord tonight, it may not be logical. I mean, it wasn't logical. That word was not logical at all. I mean, it wasn't logical. How can you? People are used to carrying gun. You just say that they should come, seven priests with seven horns. They should blow in front of the Ark of the Covenant. And then they should march around. And then on the 7 day, march around seven times. And then make a shout. It doesn't make sense. So, 2021. As a prophetic voice, I'm saying to you, some of the instruction that you will have will probably not make sense in the natural. But if you learn to obey these five steps, prophetic word, prophetic instruction, prophetic command, prophetic action, prophetic declaration, it may just be take a course. It may just be change your career line. It may just say, let me give you a business that will thrive in 5 years' time. 10 years' time. So all the disappointment in 2020 will never change the promises of God. His promises, they are yes and amen for us. But a deep sense of gratitude, we bat miracles, we bat solution in our heart. I pray as we celebrate Christmas, and as we begin to prepare ourselves for 2021, I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be flooded with His light. I pray for revelation knowledge will come to you. I pray that your heart will be sterile in thanksgiving, in praise, and rejoicing. And as you look at that same business again, I see God giving you brand new ideas. I see God giving you an opening of opportunity. I see God reviewing that business venture, that career path with you. And as He gives you His word, and you respond to His command, to His instruction, and you take action under His word, I see miracles. I see signs. I see unusual. In fact, what I see concerning next year, which I've started declaring to as many of His people whose heart will be connected to Him, is double harvest. Double harvest in way that all that is due to you in 2020 that probably didn't get to you, God will still do it. And then all that is due to you in 2021, you will see the double harvest. But you need to follow His word, follow His instruction, follow His command, follow His action, and then make the declaration. It will not make sense when you are making declaration. How can you just shout and then the wall, a wall? I mean, that's a story for another day. What it took them to build that wall, even bullets and all that, and all those missiles I can't penetrate to. As a matter of fact, the wall of Jericho, I understand that you can have horsemen, about 10 by the side, and they are raising on that wall, and nobody is falling off. That's how thick and how strong that wall is. But God broke through it because God has a work to be done. And I believe in my heart, God has a work to be done in Nigeria or wherever country that you have. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the heart. God has a work to be done in our heart. And so God is giving His people unusual solution. Our eyes are hoping to see things that common eyes don't see. And that's what is called vision. And that's what is called leadership. And as we begin to exercise ourselves, we influence our world for Jesus. I see a whole lot happening. I close tonight by reading Psalm 126, verses 1 to 6. In the TPT translation. Psalm 126, verses 1 to 6. Say, when the Lord turned, but let's read it from the TPT translation. Psalm 126, there are six verses. He said, it was like a dream. If you can believe it, that's what comes in your family, in your business, in your career. But it was like a dream come true when you free us from our bondage and brought us back to Zion. Verse 2, we laughed and overflowed with gladness. A lot of people told that, 2020 is the worst year, is a bad year, we can't even see 2021 at all. He said, when God is true with you, not just this year, but 2021, he said, you will laugh and laugh and overflow with gladness. He said, we were left shouting for joy and singing your praise. He said, all the nations saw it and joined in, saying, the Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles, and we are overjoyed. Verse 4. He said, now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory. May streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. Those who sow in tears, a seed will reap a harvest with joyful shout of glee. They may weep as they go out carrying their seed to sow, but you will return with joyful laughter and shouting with gladness as you bring back the handloads of blessing and a harvest overflowing. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for the entrance of your word that has given us understanding. Thank you for helping us to reflect. And with a grateful heart, we thank you for 2020. Thank you because you are crowning this year with your goodness for us. Now our hearts will drip with your abundance. And above all, as our heart also steered in gratitude towards 2021, thank you for opening our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our heart to comprehend what you will do in our life. And as our heart is filled with this sense of gratitude, thank you for miracles, signs, and wonder that becomes a lifestyle. We give you praise because what you have in mind for us, Lord, complaining, murmuring, will not take it away from us. The Bible says, eyes have not seen those things. Ears have not heard them. It has not entered into the heart of any man, but you have, Lord, deliberately put these things. Lord, as we interact in fellowship with your spirit shows us things that you have been freely giving to us, those deep things. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you for everyone who is watching tonight. Thank you for the blessing of this season. Thank you for the gift of Jesus to humanity. Thank you because our sins are forgiven. Our bodies are healed. Our lives are restored. You turn our story around and you do a work. Complete work of restoration and wholeness in our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise, worship, and glory, for we have prayed with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a lovely evening.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,